The leftists must have been seething this week as the nation honored President George Herbert Walker Bush. Oh yes, they did all they could to rewrite and twist history in a way to give false impressions of their behavior and that of the press during Bush's time in Washington. But their self-serving propaganda, with all its falsehoods, could not hide the things despised most by many of them. A tremendous testament to faith in Jesus Christ, church involvement, and witness. A testament to the importance of the nuclear family and the joy, order, and peace such brings to life. And an unabashed true patriotism, believing not just in country because one lives within the boundaries of such, but a belief in America, these United States. Leftist philosophers and adherents decry the traditional family and its binary inputs into forming up children. They work to break apart the family as God designed it in ways overt and often so subtle that even churches have been seduced by such. The left and many prominent liberals seek to cast patriotism as a negative. True selfless service is something done only by dupes and, of course, those with motives carefully hidden. And love of and identification with state and country is somehow a sign of a lack of sophistication. But for several days, the left had on display how wrong they are in the remembrances of practicing Christian, involved father, faithful husband, patriotic warrior, proud Texan and prouder American, George H.W. Bush, our 41st president. It was a life showing that the true lasting values, those of real worth, truly are God, family, and country. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.